Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Thanks to Steve Merrill for kicking with us on SiriusXM Channel 204 Wager Talk. Andrew McInnes will join us. We'll talk some pucks. With McInnes, it's interesting. I wasn't planning on getting into the CFL, but Steve does like to bet, and you can't bet on the CFL. FanDuel has futures up, actually, already, and they will be the first league up, fired up. You know what I mean? They didn't play last year, right? The CFL didn't play. And as we stated, the CFL is like a metal band. And me as a metal band, like, same thing. My band, you know what I mean? There's certain metal bands that you're never going to be big, but you can always sort of play. Sort of like Sports Rage, right? You know, our show's never going to be as big as a Pat McAfee show or the Jim Rome show. But you know what? We've been doing this for 19 years still. So, we're, you know what? We're like the CFL. We're like the MLS. That's why I like the MLS. Got to support the small guys. But, you know, you're not too small when you're getting $325 million. Let me tell you, the CFL franchise does not cost $325 million. And they're very... they're very private with how much CFL teams cost. They don't want to let you know, but it's not that much. like it's not, you know, like Homer Simpson, you know, the episode of Simpsons when they said, what's your dream, Homer? And he goes, oh, you got to laugh. And they said, well, I've always wanted to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. They'll laugh at him. I once had a dream. I swear to God, I don't dream. I don't, when I sleep, I don't dream. I don't really deeply sleep and I don't sleep enough to dream. Like I honestly, I don't dream. Like, when I'm asleep, I see reality and stuff. It's annoying. So, but once in a while, you know what I mean, in my life, I've had a few dreams. But one of my, I had a crazy dream once. It was nuts. That Lou Gossett Jr., I was living with Lou Gossett Jr. for some reason. And Lou Gossett Jr. just yelled at me, like, all the time. Like, I had a dream that, like, Lou Gossett Jr., I let him down. It was like... You know what I mean? Like, I woke up. I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm dreaming about Lou Gossett Jr. for. But I had a very vivid dream once that I owned the Calgary Stampeders, which is very strange. I'd never even been to a Calgary Stampeder game, and I'm not even a Calgary Stampeder fan. I've been to Calgary once in my life, all right? So I have no connection to the Calgary Stampeders. I'm not a fan of theirs. Yet, for whatever reason, I had a dream that I was the owner. And I was like, I gathered the team at midfield, like during the day. As clear as day, I remember the dream. And I was yelling at him. And I was pointing at all the empty seats. And I said, I was telling them, if you effing guys don't start winning games, these seats are always going to be empty and we're going to go bankrupt. We're a ticket run operation here. We need to win if we're going to sell tickets. And like, it was vivid as hell. I was yelling at him. I think I could get the Stampeders. They'd probably sell it to me for, I don't know, $30 million maybe? $40 million? $20? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that must them, and everybody else in between. The numbers are being reshuffled, man. The Brooklyn Nets, it's been a wild day. The Milwaukee Bucks opened up today as favorites to win the NBA championship. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are 8-1 to win the NBA championship. The Brooklyn Nets, plus 180 at FanDuel right now. The Phoenix Suns are plus 390. The Utah Jazz check in at plus 480. The Los Angeles Clippers are 5-1. The Philadelphia 76ers are plus 750. The Milwaukee Bucks, 8-1. And no love whatsoever for the Atlanta Hawks, 65-1. 65-1. FanDuel also has interesting props up right now in which you can pick the exact result. All right, you can pick the exact result of the NBA Finals. Brooklyn to beat Utah is plus 700. Brooklyn to beat the Clippers is plus 950. Brooklyn to beat the Suns is plus 600. Milwaukee to beat the Jazz, 27-1. Milwaukee to beat the Clippers, 33-1. Whatever. You got to be 3 million to 1. Milwaukee's not beating the Clippers in the finals. That ain't happening. Philadelphia to beat Utah, that's not happening either. It looks like, I don't know, man. Is it going to be Phoenix or is it going to be the Clippers versus the Brooklyn Nets? I think that's what we're looking at right now. We'll get into the pucks. Tampa gets it done this evening. We hit our Portugal-Tampa parlay. We only went 1-2 in the shots on goal. And we'll talk to McKinnis about this. How the hell, really? I've got, I had Braden Point and Steven Stamkos over 2.5 shots on goal tonight. Braden Point scored the first goal of the game and had 2 shots on goal in the first 10 minutes. Steven Stamkos had 2 shots on goal in the first period. He had 1 shot on goal and then he had another one. So I have over under 2.5 with Braden Point and Steven Stamkos tonight. Over 2.5 shots on goal. They're at 2 after the first period of play, and they didn't get another shot on goal. How the hell is that possible? Like, that's like playing basketball and not getting a rebound or an assist or a point. How do you not have a shot on goal, like, for the next 2 periods? And how the hell do they win 4-2 and without these guys having a shot on goal? God, these props, man. These props will get you. They'll get you like a Hungarian soccer game. The Joan Collins special. You know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You know it's a bad beat. You know it's a bad beat when you have an under 2.5 and it's goalless in the 84th minute. It's the first time in the history of the European soccer tournament that 3 goals were scored in less than 10 minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
back. We're throwing it down, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to everybody tuning in our chat, including Mike the Idiot in Tampa. I called him an idiot earlier today. You're all right, Mike. Just watch some of your comments in the chat. I got no personal beef with you or anything like that, but you've been on the edge a couple of times in the chat, so it's not personal, right? It's not nothing personal. All right, we got Andrew McKinnis ready to step up, and Big Will says he'll sell me the Shreveport Pirates. Yeah, you can buy the Shreveport Pirates for how much? I'll buy them. Las Vegas Posse? I'll buy the Las Vegas Posse right now. $10? Yeah, 20. I'll give you $100 even. If you can sell me the rights to the Shreveport Pirates, I'll even give you $500. If anybody's out there tuning in right now and you happen to own the rights to the Shreveport Pirates, I'll give you $500 for the rights to the team. I know they're extinct. You know what? I'll sell merchandise. It's a $500 investment. I'm saying, look, I got Shreveport Pirate, classic hats, CFL throwbacks. Yeah, you make it hip. You make it hip. I haven't been. We'll bring Andrew McKinnon. Let me just say this, though. And I go to a lot of sporting events usually, but during the pandemic hit, and it's crazy. We were days away from going to Madison Square Garden and the NCAA tournament. I was at the Big East tournament. The NCAA tournament was going to MSG. And the last sporting event I was at, ironically enough, was an XFL football game. I was at an XFL football game. That was one of the last events in New York. And then they shut the XFL down that week, and then the XFL got killed again. But the XFL is back with The Rock, and we'll bring McKinnis in. Let me just quickly say with The Rock, it's funny, I was talking about the Stampeders. Everything comes full circle. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, obviously, no explanation and introduction necessary for him. So he was a football player, right? His parents were wrestlers, his family were wrestlers, but he wanted to be a football player. So Dwayne Johnson was a football player with the Miami Hurricanes. Wasn't good enough to be in the NFL. He wanted to get to the NFL, so he said, you know, I'll go to the CFL and try to get to the NFL. So he goes to the CFL, and he's on the Calgary Stampeders, and he's trying out for the team. And Wally Buono, who has the strongest handshake I've ever met in my life, the guy nearly broke my hand. So Wally Buono's the coach of the Calgary Stampeders, and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is just a kid. And Dwayne Johnson makes the team. Like, he's going to make the team. And Wally Buono tells him, Dwayne Johnson says to him, did I make the team, coach? Am I going to make the team? And he said, let me talk to you. And he said, yeah, you're going to make the team. He goes, but I'm being straight up with you. He goes, you're going to be a backup to a backup. He goes, you can't be a D lineman. You're not red, like, basically, you know. He said, but you're good, and you'll play on special teams. And then Wally Buono said to him, he goes, but I got to ask you, why? He goes, why are you doing this? And he goes, I know who your family is. And he goes, you could be a star wrestler. And he goes, you could be a star wrestler and embrace your family heritage, or you could play special teams and stand on my sideline and never play here, kid. It's your choice. The rest is history. Dwayne Johnson became The Rock. And think about that. Think if, like, it's all timing. Maybe Dwayne Johnson makes the Stampeders and plays and becomes a wrestler after. But the timing is different in his wrestling career. Think about the timing of just everything. He's like, you know what, coach, you're right. You know, what am I doing? I'm going to play in the CFL for $55,000 a year as a backup on special teams. What am I doing? You know what I mean? Now, The Rock's talking about running for president and stuff. The Rock's like a billionaire, and he bought the XFL. And that's why I brought it up, because of the CFL, because the XFL and the CFL are going to have a partnership coming up. Right, I'm interested to see what they come up with, but you know, I'm into this because I know, number one, I trust The Rock. And at first, I was like, "Oh God, XFL, what?" And then I realized, I'm like, "No, it's The Rock now. We're not getting it. It's not Vince. It's The Rock. The Rock's got money. He's legitimate. He also loves football. He had that show Ballers. Rock loves football. He played in the CFL. He understands the heritage, and he gets it. You know, great, great fit. Let's bring in Andrew McKinnis. Sorry, McKinnis, I just had to get that off my chest. How you doing, McKinnis?
Doing well, Gabe. Thank you. It's actually a great story for The Rock. So, happy to hear it again. And, great time to be a sports bettor. Great time to be a sports fan right now. So much going on. Happy to have the announcement of CFL being back. Very beatable sport as far as betting goes. And just Euro soccer. Lots going on, man. How are things with you?
Yeah, it's a busy. It's an up and down. It's a roller coaster. But yeah, it's the soccer puts it over the top. That's what's beautiful. That's what's great about these summer soccer tournaments. Love it, like the World Cup and the Euros. And you know, we even have the Olympics coming up. Even though like there's a lot of negativity about it, I've never had like I can't recall a less hyped up Olympics. I really no, it's true.
I agree. No, like, I barely hear anything about it.
Like, when do the Olympics start? I don't know. like normally, like, off the top, like, oh, dude, I love the Olympics. I love sport. Normally, I'd be like, right away, oh, the Olympics start, boom, July 14th. Like, I have no idea, McInnes. Like, if you ask me, you could tell me right now, I will give you $1 million, Morenci. Like, I would cry, actually, if this happened in real life. Like, considering I live in Breeze Sports, and if someone told me, I'll give you $1 million right now. When's the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Games? Like, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
In your defense, there's a lot going on right now.
All right, Olympic opening ceremony 2021 is, God, just make it hard, man. I click, when does it start? Now I got to click another story. When does it start? How can I watch? F off. Now they want me to sign up. God! I just want the date, man. All right. When's it done? Now I'm starting to get pissed off. When's this stupid Olympics start anyways?
Friday, okay. July 23rd.
All right.
And it ends Sunday, August 8th.
Good job, McKenzie. Thank you. I was about to have a heart attack here. NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast Corp, paid $7.65 billion to extend his broadcast rights for the Olympics through 2032. $7 billion, dear God. On June 7th, the company NBC says they're going to air an unprecedented 7,000 hours of coverage of the Tokyo Games. Yeah, whatever. You're going to air 7,000 hours of coverage. There's not even 7,000 hours in a year, is there? You know, 7,000 hours? What the hell are you talking about? There's 24 hours. How many hours? Like, wait, is this Tokyo hours? You guys got more hours there? But I get it. But yeah, you're going to run 7,000 hours of the same crap over and 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 over. Right?
I wonder, does that include repeats? Does that include reruns of the same events? It must.
I'm right, it does. They don't share it. Their coverage sucks. They don't show anything. I'm telling you. Like, you want to watch the Olympics, watch it on CBC. Watch it on, like, a European network and stuff. Just watch it on streams and stuff. You watch, you know, unless you just want to watch only Americans compete. But, like, NBC, like, only shows Americans. You know what I mean? Like, there could be, like, a gold medal situation, like gold medal pole vault going on. But if there's two Russian dudes, they're not going to show it. Right? But that's not what the Olympics are about. And we're going to be betting on this stuff, McKenzie. You an Olympic better? I'm ready to go. Let's fire away. The Olympics.
Definitely,
I like the Winter Olympics better, though. I like betting on the Winter Games better.
Winter Games are really fun. A lot of people don't really know about me, but I played volleyball all growing up. It was actually one of my favorite sports, still is, still play the game. And I'll be involved betting the volleyball. Love betting it. I do a lot of research on it. I've actually been to a few events for beach volleyball, and it's a profitable game, I think. A lot of great in-game betting opportunities as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. You're gonna be our volleyball expert during the Olympics.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Some volleyball action. I've been known to bet some volleyball. I've been known to lay down on some volleyball. For the record, Poland. That surprises me. Poland are the favorites to win the gold medal. Men's volleyball. Brazil, second choice. France, third choice. USA, fifth choice. Bring it.
Rush, crucify, let it be done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it. You know, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say the Olympics. Do I have to say the games? McInnes, you got to be careful with that, huh? But you know what? Me and McInnes were just talking about this, so we're just saying we don't even know when they start, and that's the problem. Like, the Olympics used to be such a big deal, and they're like a snooty club, aren't they? Like a nightclub, McInnes? It's like, you know what? No one even wants to wait in line to get in your club anymore. Screw you. I'm just going to the bar across the street, right? Like, the Olympics used to be this thing. Oh, we're the Olympics, and we're prestigious. It's like, yeah, now nobody besides, like, communist countries and dictators want to host you, right? Like, you're out of cities. Nobody's down with your stuff anymore. There's, like, literally a petition in Japan. They have, like, 500,000 people now on the petition. They don't even want the games there. They've got COVID running rampant there. They're like, we don't even want the Olympics here. So we're going to get tagged with the price of the Olympics. We're not even allowed to go to the events. You imagine that. That's great for them. Like, the security costs. The Olympics are just this big one corrupt. They make the NCAA seem like the girls, like Girl Scouts selling cookies. Like, they're as shrewd and as just, you know, greedy as they get, the Olympics. And you can't say their name. You don't see the rights to anything. And, you know, tonight, like, I was looking for stuff in the NHL mechanics on Twitter. I was like, oh, I want to see, like, you know, on Twitter, just because we were on the air, I missed something. And I punched it in, and there was nothing. Like, you know, the NBA, instantly every shot is up on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, even from the NBA's Twitter account. Oh, look at this. Bradley Beal, three, fire, boom. Right? They promote their league, knowing if you watch that, you're going to be like, man, whoa, the game's on. I want to watch a game. The NHL has this attitude. No, no, no. You're not allowed to just put that on Twitter. You don't have the rights to that. And
I couldn't agree more.
Even worse. The Olympics are even worse. You can't even mention us. So then people are like, you know what? Fine. I won't mention you. I don't even care about track and field in the first place. If you want to, like, make it hard on us to cover your event, suck it. We won't cover it. But you know what I mean, McInnes? You look at the NBA now. They promote themselves. Baseball's another one that's stupid. No, no. You don't. You know, it's a blackout in that area. You can't show that home run in that area. It's like, okay, fine. Don't grow your sport.
I completely agree. I think that I think you and I have discussed something very similar before together, but you know, it seems like, and I'll talk about hockey with this, but it seems like it's just one of those sports where it's like, you know, we have a lot of hardcore fans, but as far as casual fans, I don't think it's as much there. You know, I had a debate with a friend of mine who's a really, really big Toronto Maple Leaf fan, and he was, you know, talking about if they won the cup, what the parade would be in comparison to the Toronto Raptors. And I told him he was insane. Like, he thought it would be somewhere close to that same parade. I think it would be nowhere near, because there's far more casual fans in the NBA and in other sports than there are in the NHL. In the NHL, you're either a diehard fan or you aren't at all. You know, there obviously are some casuals, but, you know, I have some friends that are soccer fans that are just getting into hockey as well. And they say, you know, hockey does a bad job of marketing. You know, they don't do enough, you know, Twitter ads and all that kind of stuff to try and show you these highlight goals. Sometimes, whether you like it or not, you're going to see a dunk. You know, you're going to see a guy get crammed on. You're going to see Steph, you know, shoot from the logo. You're going to see a Damian Lillard game-winning shot. You're going to see a Doncic, you know, fadeaway, step back. You're not going to see that as much with the NHL, and it's kind of funny you mentioned the way you say it, because it's true. Both with the MLB and with the NHL, it's kind of like, do you like us or not? You know, I mean, I'm here in the far east coast of Canada. I just moved to a town of 10,000 people, and I'm being blacked out to watch the Toronto Blue Jays. How does that make any sense?
That's crazy. Well, that's why there's websites out there. Just saying. We're just saying there's websites out there. So I see someone in our chat says, hey, Morenci, you're taking a puck line on the Habs. I don't know if he's asking a serious question or if it's a troll question, McKinnis, right? I'm not sure. Like, it could be. I don't
know. You never know anymore, Gabe, right?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and not that I really care, but let's get into it. So, updated number, and we'll get into the Tampa stuff after, but we'll start off with Vegas and Montreal right now. We haven't, surprisingly, haven't hit it too much. We'll get into it tomorrow. We got a big show tomorrow night. Nikki Skates from the McAfee Show is going to join us, and that's Hockey Talk and Hammer Don. Nikki Skates going to be with us tomorrow. Brian Blessing is going to join us from Las Vegas before the game tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So tomorrow night we'll be all over this game. So the Montreal Canadiens, game two, plus 215, Vegas Golden Knights right now, minus 255. The total checks in at 5.5. I'm sure you got the smack talk after last night and stuff. And, hey, listen, I'll tell you what. I think people don't realize it's the first of four, not the first of one. And number two, as well, our bet was that this series is going to go six games, right? I'd like the Canadians to win, but, and I still maintain this. So let's get into the numbers. Like right now, McKinnis, so buy or sell this. Would you take this? Would you approve of this? Like, forget about if you don't, if you already have pick, but you don't, let's say you don't have anything. Someone's tuning in fresh right now. Would you recommend taking the Montreal Canadiens plus 2.5 games in this series? Plus 2.5 games right now. At plus 105, I would, and I like it. I still think this thing's going at least six games.
I would 100%. You know, I mean, let's take a look at some of the advanced stats here, Gabe. I'm not usually an analytical guy when I come on here. I talk a lot of situations and matchups and stuff like that. If you look at some of these stats websites, you actually see that under 1,000 simulations, 1,000 game situations, of all the exact same things happening again in 1,000 different times, the Canadiens win that game 54% of the time. Unbelievable looking at that stuff. The expected goals in that game were 4.4 for the Canadiens and 3.39 for the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, I think that if you look at some of the goals the Vegas Golden Knights scored, I'm not someone to make excuses. I'm not someone to blame certain people, but what I'm excited about is that everybody loves to talk about how all we have is Carey Price, apparently. The good news is they never even really beat him clean once. You know, it was a nice little – it was off a skate, landed right on a player's stick. Then it was a pump fake to the right, wide open net. Then it was a nice slap shot from the point. Goalie was screened, goal. Then it was a shot from the point again, off a stick, tip. Those are the kind of goals that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to score, and I'm giving them credit for that. But what I'm excited about as someone that believes in the Canadiens and has an over 5.5 bet in this series was that they still didn't beat Carey Price clean. Lots of credit has to go to them, you know, moving the puck laterally. I'm sure you've probably been hearing that so much and talking about that yourself, trying to get Price on the move, moving the puck back and forth from side to side. The biggest credit I think we have to give credit for the Las Vegas Golden Knights is their defensemen. The Montreal Canadiens haven't seen defensemen jump into the rush like they saw with the Vegas Golden Knights. And to me, that was the biggest difference in game one. I'm not sure if that's kind of a common opinion or a different one, but when you look at it, they haven't had to deal with that, you know, against the Leafs or the Jets. Morgan Rielly for the Toronto Maple Leafs, he does that a little bit. There's maybe one or two guys in the Jets that did it, but the Jets barely had possession. But when you look at it, that adds a fourth forward, right? When you have that or these set plays off the faceoff from the Vegas Golden Knights. But, you know, I'm not too worried, like everyone says. I mean, like you said, it's a game to four. It's a series that goes to four. But I think you and I, as fans and as bettors, on the over 5.5. And, you know, I had the – I'll tell you, one thing that really made me mad, though, Gabe, I had the plus a half goal in the first period for the Canadiens. So if that period ended a tie – I was successful and I won my bet, and they dominated that period. They played really well, and, you know, horrible, horrible play, holding onto the puck too long, circling back into your end. Kulak has to send it all the way around the ice to puck, and then Vegas scores off the faceoff play, and I lose my bet. So I was pretty disappointed with that because I thought it was a pretty sharp play. You know, I laid some juice, but a plus a half goal in the first period, I thought it was a pretty good play there.
I can't lie. I got lucky in the fact that the game stayed under, right? It was like, and I had a 6.5 too. I had a 6.5 and a 5.5. And I'm lucky that they both stayed under. Price made a lot of crazy saves. They pulled the goalie with 4.5 minutes left, and it still stays under. But you mentioned a defenseman. The Vegas defenseman accounted for 3 of the 4 goals in game one, giving them an NHL high 9 goals and 37 points from defensemen in the playoffs. Wow. The Montreal Canadiens have 1 goal from a defenseman in the playoffs. Eric Gustafson in 2020 plus. And they also got outshot. I've got the stat here. I saw the Vegas Golden Knight defenseman had 18 shots on goal, and the Canadian defenseman had none. It was like the first time in like 40 years or something. It was like that. But one thing I'm going to say, listen, about the game was it's easy to say now, you know, for the whole deal was, can we get 1 of the 2 in here, right? But we complained about playing so much hockey, McInnes. 11 games in 19 days. It's next to impossible physically almost. So they played 11 games in 19 days. They got 7 days off after. And it's interesting because Steve Merrill brought it up earlier, how Shaq brought up in the playoffs, like we were talking about the Phoenix Suns, and now they're going to be off for a while. They could cool off. And Shaq said 5 days is a cutoff. Once you're off for longer than 5 days, you lose the momentum, and it's like starting. You know what I mean? It's different. You could tell, bro, the Canadians weren't in sync, right? And I should note, it's like the UFC. The Canadians had a great first round, right? They had a great first round of the fight, man. They came out, they were skating hard, they created chances, they were buzzing around, and it was like, this ain't no mismatch. You could tell. It's like, yeah, if you think it's a mismatch, you know now it isn't. Except it looked like they got tired. It looked like after about 12, 15 minutes into the game, they were already gassed. Like, you see them huffing and puffing a bit. I think the heat in Vegas got to them a bit. The fact that they've skated hard in 7 days. More on the other side with McInnes, but I expect the Canes to be much better tomorrow. I was blind, but now
I see. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Talking to Vegas and Montreal. So, McInnes, you know, I was telling people in the chat that the Canadians are sort of penny-wise and pound crazy. You know, there was a story, I think it was T.J. Yates, all right? Bill O'Brien was an idiot as a coach, but still a good story. So, T.J. Yates, one of the stiff quarterbacks that they had, Tom Savage, T.J. Yates, whoever. I think it was T.J. Yates, though, that told the story. So T.J. Yates in the NFL, you know, smart kid, you know, good kid, strong arm and all that type of stuff. And Bill O'Brien told him after a game, he said, you made 55, like you had 55 snaps, right, type thing. He said, you made 55 decisions today, TJ. He said 52 of them were the right ones. He said the 3 incorrect ones were the difference between winning and losing a game and the difference between you being a quarterback or not in this league. And it's crazy, McInnes, that it was just sort of that. And let's be real. It's hard to be a quarterback in the NFL, right? So, like, the coach is just telling them that you can't make 2 or 3 mistakes. Like, basically he told them one mistake. The great Bill Walsh with the San Francisco 49ers, one of the greatest coaches of all time, never would get mad when they'd lose one game. But he'd be pissed if they lost 2 in a row, right? One mistake, right? You can't make 2 mistakes, kid. Like, you know what I mean? One mistake, right? Like, not 2. And That's sort of the deal with the Montreal Canadiens, I thought, last night. They did a lot of really good things. They didn't look overwhelmed. They looked like, you know what I mean? Were they the better team? No. But it wasn't an overwhelmed deal. Fleury's going to be a little bit of a problem. You can tell. You're not going to be Fleury with a clean shot. You've got to get traffic in front of him. Fleury gets shaky when there's traffic. And when he plays the puck, he's still shaky, you see, Andrew, right? Make him play the puck. Just get the puck in front of the net, and good things will happen. If you just try to set things up, you're not Vegas. Vegas can tee up these one-timers and stuff. You don't have anybody with a 108-mile-an-hour slap shot. So, like, you know what I mean? You're not this. You can't do what they do. You've got to chip it in. But I really do believe, McInnes, after being off for 7 days, it's not like you're rested, bro. It's like, yeah, you feel great for the first 10 minutes on adrenaline and stuff, and then you could tell it kicked in. I guarantee you the Canadians will look faster and fresher tomorrow than they did. Now, that doesn't mean Vegas can't be good again, but I guarantee you, McInnes, the Canadians play better hockey tomorrow night.
I agree. I think they play a complete game, and I think that I heard you saying this on one of your shows earlier in the week, if not late last week, where, you know, you can't run on adrenaline, but you can kind of forget what's made you successful. And when I say forget, I don't mean like figuratively, like you actually can't remember. It's just one thing for your brain to tell you something and a whole new thing for your body to physically do that. And I think that I'm going to use a very cliche term here, Gabe, but you know, you hear this all the time in intermission interviews or post game or pregame, players saying we just have to play our game. And usually that stuff is so cringeworthy for me, but I really feel like the Canadians played quote for quote their game for like 10 minutes. And all of a sudden they tried to play Vegas's game. If they try and play pond hockey against the Vegas Golden Knights, they're going to lose. Yeah. They have to play, you know, behind the red line, greasy dump and chase type of hockey. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make it the Habs Andrew show, because I got to give credit to Vegas as well, because their chemistry is unbelievable, Gabe. Like on some of those plays where Carey Price had to make some big saves, they always know where their line mate is. They always know. And like you said, we didn't have that same chemistry that night. But hats off to them for that. But one thing I want to say, and I want to get your take on this because you might disagree with me. During the regular season, a lot of my handicapping is, what have you done for me lately? How have you done for me the last five games? And what's the score of those games have been? But in the playoffs, I couldn't care less if that game was 4-1, 5-1, 6-2. You know, I don't care because, I thought about that gig while I was watching Euro soccer today, because a lot of the guys that I know that bet soccer, and I have a friend that actually plays semi-pro, and he says to me, whenever one team scores, your strategy completely changes. You know, if the Canadians score that first goal in the first period, the way they play the rest of the game is different. You know, they go down in a game and they have to play from behind. If they go up 2-0, they park the bus, you know, so to speak, and they play good defensive hockey and change their game. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that? Because I don't really care. People love to get so excited on social media about a 4-1, but to me, that's just as good as a 3-1 or 2-1. I don't really care what the score was.
No, players will tell you the same thing, actually. And another thing is, too, we talk about momentum, and coaches and players, they'll all tell you the same thing, that in the playoffs, there is no momentum game by game. That it changes, right? Like what happens in one game doesn't carry over. Now, there's going to be instances where teams might sweep you, but that's not momentum. They might just be better, right? Like it's not quote-unquote momentum, right? I mean, look in the NBA playoffs, bro. I know it's a different sport, but it's sports. Like what is momentum meant? What teams are? We lose two games at home. You win two at home. Now we win. You lose. We lose. You win. There's nothing, right? It's back and forth. You don't really know. Things don't carry over. Hockey is a little bit more consistent. Teams are more consistent in what they do. But I do agree with you. And that's the thing, though. The Canadians didn't lose 7-1, but if they did, it wouldn't matter. And all you need to know about that is, you know what? Vegas lost 7-1 to Colorado in game one, McInnes, right, in their playoff series. So what? They lost 7-1. They got blown out, right? They lost game two as well. So how was that? And you could say Colorado had momentum then, right? Oh, Colorado momentum. They won six straight playoff games. They set a record. Oh, we won six straight. That's momentum. Yeah, the momentum was gone, right? So you have it until you don't. So I don't really buy into momentum. I think it's just, you know, making plays and winning the game. I think we all overthink these things to an extent, but I do believe in the layoff stuff hurting teams. I do buy into that. But as I say, I believe the Canadiens will be better tomorrow, McKinnis, but it doesn't mean that Vegas can't be good again, right? And Vegas are damn good. And the thing that worries me about Vegas is just the fact that they've tasted blood before, bro, right? Vegas have been to the Cup Finals. They've got guys that have been there on that team. They've got other dudes that have won Cups before and have been to Cup Finals. Like, they have more experience than the Canadiens. That's one thing. I think that's the best thing that stuck out to me last night. The Canadiens looked like kids last night at times, right? Like, it was like, wow, we got a lot of young guys out here. Like, it was one, like, I'm watching a game. Dude, Romanov's playing in his second career playoff game. And Cole Caulfield just scored his first career playoff goal. You know, Nick Suzuki didn't have his best night last night, this kid, right? Like, the Canadiens just seemed a little bright-eyed, some of the kids. Because if you look, bro, look at Armia, Perry, and Staal. Man, Innerly scored again, bro. They were good, right? They were crashing. Yep. They were banging. They did their job. It was the skill kid players that were a little, I think they were just a little, like, you know, it was faster playoff hockey for them. But I don't think they're overwhelmed, McKinnis. And somebody asked me. So, yes, long-winded answer, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I am taking the Canadiens plus a puck and a half again tomorrow. What are you doing with the game?
I'm right there with you. You know, I think that one bet, and I might get some flack for this, but it stood out to me right away. I actually bet Montreal team total over 1.5. I got it -145. I think it might be 150 earlier in the night, and it's now moved up quite a bit. I'm going to go back on that plus a half goal in the first period again, because as we know, that first period, that start is crucial. And I'll more than likely be on that plus 1.5 goals with you. It's not that I don't think it'll be a competitive game, Gabe. It's more so just that I do think that if it is, that first period is really important. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I might take a shot at the full game money line and then that first period plus a half. Because, even if they can go into that second period tied, you know, tell themselves, hey, we can play with them, they're good to go. But I wanted to say one thing, because we had a talk when I joined you randomly last week when it wasn't usually my night. About the atmosphere. I don't think the atmosphere meant anything for those guys. Yeah. They're bright-eyed, but you know what they are bright-eyed about and wide-eyed about? The skill of Vegas, the four lines that were actually fast. You know, I don't think that they were bright-eyed. Those guys, you don't think Cole Caulfield's played in front of big crowds or big moments or big games? Maybe he had a little
crowd.
Bit of nerves.
No, the but, crowd, yeah, listen, the crowd
it's
had
a big game,
effect.
But
the crowd had an effect on the third goal after. That's where it kicks in, right? It's not like, oh, you go in there, it's a crowd. But the Canadiens were down 2-0. They score, it's 2-1. And you can see. And it's funny because I thought that, I think Bieksa does a great job. And I like Kelly Rudy too, even though, you know, he's, you know, you're not going to get the same cutting edge stuff from you're going to get from Bieksa. But, or it was Cassie Campbell, actually, the broad. And I like her too. I know people don't, but they're going to pick on any women. So I like Cassie, but she was the one that said too, and Bieksa agreed. Did you see Caulfield's face when they scored after? So he scored, and the bench
came alive.
You could see the bench came alive for real, the Canadiens. It was like, whoa. And I tweeted, I'm an idiot. Oh, we got a game, we're in it, right? Like, I'm like, you could see, and then boom. 50 seconds later, like, the Canadiens were still celebrating it on the bench, going, let's go, guys. You could tell they were all, and the goal happened, and they couldn't even hide it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, grown men would just sit there stone-faced, look at the clock, all right, and be stone-faced. The Canadiens bench, they look like an NCAA team. Like, they all hung their heads. They were like, oh, my God. Like, you could see, like, the air just come out of the bench, man, when they scored. And then the crowd starts going crazy. The game was over then. That was it. The game was over. 3-1 right there. But little things, McKinnis. Yeah, Vegas are great, but little things. And I'm going to steal this from Bieksa. As he stated about Suzuki, Suzuki got burnt on the faceoff that led to the Theodore goal. Now, it wasn't his fault, the icing, right? That was Gustafsson. But I believe it was Gustafsson. I could be wrong. Was it Kulak? I think it was Gustafsson, though, with the icing. Whatever. But my point is, with Suzuki, he lost the faceoff, and Bieksa had a great point when he said, Vegas aren't a great faceoff team, right? They are number one in the playoffs for some reason, McKinnis, right now. They have 55% conversion rate, but Canadiens out faceoff in 32-25 yesterday. But he said, Now they know. Don't screw around. Like, if we lose the faceoff, these guys can put the puck on the net, and we're not even going to see the puck. And Carey won't even see it. It's going to come in so fast. So don't play to win the faceoff, McInnes, is what BX has said. Just play for the draw. Like, basically just muck it up even, bro. You cannot, long story short, you can't lose a clean faceoff in your own zone to these guys. Like, I don't care if you kick it into the damn corner. I don't care if you fight with the guy when the puck drops. Do not let them pass it back to the point for a one-timer. Right? They need to know that. Now they do. The little things. Right. I'm telling you, I think it's just a bunch of little things. I think they're in trouble in the series. I don't think they're going to win the series. But I'm not giving up hope. As I stated, I still think, like I said coming in, I like them plus 2.5 games. I remain that. I don't think we're done. I just want to show face. I don't want to get run out of the building by these guys. But I think we can win the game outright tomorrow. It's going to be tough, McInnes, but I got faith.
Zone exits are huge, you know, and to win the face-off battle, 56% on the road against the Vegas Golden Knights is huge. 56% of the face-offs. We had more hits than them, equal amount of shots on goal, equal amount of block shots pretty much. I think they're going to battle. And like you said, you just got to get those zone exits. Zone exits are huge for them. You don't have much time with the puck against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Somebody's asking about the Conn Smythe odds. You know what? We'll hit that tomorrow, William Sands. FanDuel took them down. I know they do have them up, but they took them down right now. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. More with McInnes on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class. Andrew McInnes kicking with his wager talk in the house. So, McInnes, interesting. You're looking at the team total. Montreal Canadiens is 1.5. And I can live with that, McInnes, because you know what? They better score 2 goals tomorrow. Number one. Right? They better score 2 goals tomorrow. Otherwise, hey, we got problems. And number two, what I like about that, Andrew, is good call, good eye as far as team totals are concerned, because they can lose the game. You can still win the bet, bro. Like, it wouldn't shock me, like, if the Canes lost 3-2 or 4-3 or something, right? They could, you know what I mean? 1.5. So you like that? 1.5? Is that what you're looking at?
I am, Gabe. Like, I punched in earlier tonight. I think I got, like, minus 150 or minus 145. And like I said, I mean, last game I had a plus a half goal in the first period, and I laid minus 140 or something like that. So the thing that really sucks when you're doing that is that you're taking a team that's plus 200 to win a game, and you ended up still getting bad odds with it. But, you know, people love to smack talking about the Habs in every group chat, every chat room when I'm doing my wager talk stuff. But people don't realize, Gabe, I've actually had a great success betting on this team, and it's been all totals. All year long, I've barely bet sides with their games, but I've bet totals. And I know it's minus 145, Gabe, but win or lose tomorrow, how are we getting a 1.5 for a team total in the playoffs? I mean, I'm going to take that, and even if they lose the game, I believe we'll see 2 goals. Give me a 3-2 tomorrow for the Montreal Canadiens.
Guys, the Montreal Canadiens are 8-4 in the playoffs and have been underdogs in 10 of the 12 games. So we've already made money on them. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I know the haters are going to come out. Same thing. It's nice and calm in our chat tonight. Oh, if the Canadiens lose, you should have seen it last night, McKinnis. They were coming out hard at me. Oh, Morency. Oh, like, I you know what? They better win tomorrow. It'll shut them up.
I hear you. McKinnis,
with us. Hey, great stuff, because time always flies by when you're on. Check them out on Twitter. Check them out over at Wager Talk, breaking it all down. Level 3.
Thanks a lot, Gabe.
Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.